1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hamas is now saying it will not attend peace talks Thursday in Qatar.
Hamas says it has not yet received a response to its latest proposal dated July 2nd that the Israelis have reintroduced conditions and have assassinated Hamas's chief negotiator, Ismail Haniya, exactly 2 weeks ago. Hamas also accuses Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of not acting in good faith, wanting to prolong the war in Gaza, and wanting to expand the war across the Mideast. Ramy Innocencio, CBS News, Tel Aviv.
President Biden has indeed ordered additional diplomats to the Middle East to try to forestall a larger regional war. Hurricane Ernesto is churning in the waters of the Caribbean after drenching Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in Puerto Rico.
So people are out assessing the damage to their neighborhoods. While this did not have the winds and the flooding associated with Maria, we did see some flooded streams and rivers along the way. So that is a concern that things will continue to rise as any rain that has fallen upstream continues to come down.
Ernesto is now moving toward Bermuda. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz says he's agreed to debate his Republican rival J.D. Vance on October 1st on CBS. Vance hasn't said if he'll accept the date. Arizona's law court has ruled that words favored by anti-abortion Republican legislators can help voters. CBS's Stacey Lynn has that.
The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that an informational pamphlet for voters can refer to a fetus as an unborn human being. Abortion rights advocates blasted the ruling, arguing the phrase was neither impartial nor objective.
The owner of a liquor store in Maplewood, Minnesota, says his young daughter helped him fight off an armed robber. CBS News Minnesota reporter Uba Ali talked to the owner.
I tried to talk to him and say, you know what? I got my daughter here. Can you just please put the gun down?
But when he started walking behind the counter,
I'm a dad. I'm not going to be let that happen.
Leo punches the man, wrestling him to the floor. Seconds later,
I'm coming to the rescue.
You see his brave little girl.
So I'm so proud of her. So she's so strong.
Grab a baseball bat, hitting the suspect before running away.
Authorities are offering a $35,000 reward for information leading to the capture of a convicted murderer who escaped while being transported to a medical center in North Carolina. Orange County Sheriff Charles Blackwood.
There has been a few leads that suggest that he may not be in the state. There are also some leads that suggest that he is in the state.
The man was serving a life sentence when he escaped for killing a one-year-old girl. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter turnout Tuesday in Wisconsin's fastest growing county was 45%. That's the highest for a fall primary in Dane County in 40 years. Democrat Kelda Royes represents Madison in the state Senate.
You know, Wisconsin is always a swing state. It is on a knife's edge. So I don't think that anybody should be feeling overconfident, but I do think that all the facts point to the election trending blue.
Turnout in Wisconsin's other big blue county, Milwaukee County, was 33%. 16 Republican state lawmakers won their primaries easily Tuesday. The closest races are won by Paul Tittle, who took nearly 60% of the vote, and Chaz Green and Karen Hurd, who won 57%. WisPolitics reports insiders expected more of an anti-incumbent wave. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Game 3 of the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers hoping to snap a 3-game losing streak tonight when they host the LA Dodgers again. The Dodgers winning last night 7-2. They hit 4 home runs, including one for second baseman Gavin Lux, who was drafted by the Dodgers back in 2016 out of Indian Trail High School in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th homer of the year. That's the most in the National League. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back in Madison after breaking camp during a 2-week stay in Platteville. NFL, Packers getting ready to take on the Broncos in Denver Friday in a joint practice session. Quarterback Jordan Love.
I think it's good. Like I said, just be able to see somebody new, practice against a new team, and kind of that practice atmosphere where you get to see a lot more, and then you get to go back and break it down the film. So it's good to just be able to see new looks. You know, we've been going against our defense every day, so just be able to get a new feel on defense is always good.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For the overnight, showers will be likely. Plenty of clouds across the area as temperatures drop to the lower 60s. Southeast winds on the gusty side. Thursday, our best shot at some heavy rainfall with more showers and storms, highs in the lower 70s. Right now, it's 67.
Todd Albaugh.
On our next show, Todd is joined by Sean Hannish and Kelly Call, creators of Just a Bit Outside, a brand new documentary about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers run at the World Series. Tune in for your chance to win some tickets.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Dean Obidala, my SiriusXM colleague. His show is available on the Progress Channel, where you can hear me right now, radio channel 127 from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dean Obidala, DeanOfRadio.com is his website. He's got an amazing Substack newsletter. In fact, today's is particularly incredible. Tim Walz actually did go to Iraq and Afghanistan, and then he worked in Congress to help veterans. You can find it at deanobidala.substack.com, or just go over to substack.com and in the little search part there, plug in Dean's report, and you will find it. Dean, welcome back to the program. It's so great to have you with us. Tell us about this. I want to start, well, first of all, today's piece is worthy of a conversation on its own. Tell us about Tim Walz actually going to Afghanistan and Iraq during a war.
The corporate media are sheep, Tom, as we know, and that they all go in one direction without using this thing called Google. Now, in reality, I had Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison on my show Monday. He comes in every month. He's my buddy. We're both Muslims. He's my buddy. And he said he served in the House with Walz. And what people don't know is that Tim Walz on his own went to Iraq and Afghanistan as a member of Congress in his first term. So I Googled it. I found articles from 2007 and 8 in the Minnesota paper. So my article is based on that he didn't go because he was deployed. He went because he chose to go, because he wanted to talk to the soldiers there and see what more they need. And he came back and for his 12 or 13 years in Congress, made fighting for women and men of our armed services and the veterans his number one priority. That's all he did. That was his main obligation. So he didn't stop serving when he left the National Guard in 2005. He has never stopped serving our nation, and he never stopped serving the people he served with in the National Guard and since then in Congress. So it documents a lot of his work in the National Guard, where he was stationed, where he served, what he did. What's also not getting covered, 2005, he had to have surgery for damage to his eardrums from the artillery fire from working in the National Guard. So he actually had to have medical surgery done, and that's shortly before he retired from the National Guard. He's 41 years old.
Yeah, and just to clarify for everybody what we're talking about here, these scurrilous attacks against him. 5 years ago, I believe, in 2019, he was talking about, he was talking to a group of constituents when he was in Congress about how we need to get weapons of war off the streets. And he just made this offhand comment like, you know, I carried weapons of war when I went to war. And what he meant was when I was in the military, because he didn't actually serve in a war zone. You know, he misspoke. But that was one word in one comment that he said once 5 years ago. It's not like, you know, Donald Trump, you know, bragging about stuff that hasn't happened, that never happened over and over and over and over again. And Tim and J.D. Vance then comes along and goes, oh, yeah, his stolen valor. You know, he's lying for political gain. And he keeps repeating these lies about Tim Walz. And it's just reprehensible. It's just disgusting.
It is. And also, J.D. Vance said that Tim Walz abandoned his troops and didn't go to Iraq. So they had one part of it was a lie that Tim Walz said there, oh, you're going to go to Iraq. I'm not going to go. Tim Walz actually put his retirement papers in before his unit got a notice that they were actually going to go to Iraq.
Right.
Tim Walz could have retired at 20 years. He re-enlisted and stayed 4 more years because of 9/11, because he wanted to serve his nation. And he was sent to Europe during Operation Enduring Freedom to do support for the troops who were actually in Afghanistan fighting at the time. And they thought they were going to get shifted over to Afghanistan. They didn't, but they were there. He was there for 10 months away from his family.
Yep.
He was sent many times. He was deployed to Norway, to the Arctic Circle, and other places, sacrificing time away from his family. It is despicable that J.D. Vance, who did serve 4 years, and that's honorable, but in the time that Tim Walz is in Congress serving, helping our veterans, there's J.D. Vance hanging out with Silicon Valley billionaires like Peter Thiel, hanging out hobnobbing with them so they can make him millions of dollars and then bankroll his campaign for the Senate ultimately years later.
Yeah. Now, the newsletter of yours that really blew my mind was 2 days ago, August 12th, the Dean's Report. And again, if you don't subscribe, it's free. If you don't subscribe to the Dean's Report,
free.
Yeah, you need to get over to Substack and plug in Dean's Report and get it up, because you just do such a good job with this, Dean.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And, but anyhow,
that.
The headline is Trump's attacks on VP Harris's crowd size are far more sinister than many grasp. And I hadn't, you know, done the thinking behind the thinking here, and you did, and it just blew my mind. Lay this out for us. What's the premise?
Sure, and I will say this, that Bernie Sanders yesterday, apart from me, put out a statement to the same effect of my article from Monday. So Bernie's came out a day later, we're both friends with Bernie, who said that Trump is lying, and it's the same thing I'm saying, Trump is lying about this idea that Vice President Harris is not getting the crowd. It's not just about his ego. He's laying the groundwork to deny that she's going to win the election. When she wins, he's going to say she didn't even get crowds. And it's the same idea that, remember in 2020, he would say about Biden trying to appeal to his base, how could Biden beat me? He didn't get big crowds at the events. I did. Biden was not, but small amounts of people. Well, now Vice President Harris is getting even bigger crowd size. So what he's doing is trying to delegitimize that, to ultimately delegitimize the election results when he loses. And then, as we know, paving the way, like an ISIS recruiter, to radicalize his supporters, becoming another act of violence. It is beyond me, Tom, that this man is allowed to run for president, that he's not in a prison cell. I don't think you'll find another first world democracy where a man can attempt a coup, incite a terrorist attack on their capital, and then walk freely and be able to run for president 4 years later. What a failing of the Department of Justice in not responding quickly and arresting Donald Trump early on, right after he left office.
Oh,
but
yeah.
My point is that he's laying the groundwork for another January 6th. He's going to lose. He knows that, and that means he's going to end up spending the last days of his life in a prison cell. He is far more dangerous than 2020. It's not about winning or losing. It's about his liberty for the last days of his life. And he will end up in a prison cell. He will die there. I don't mean killed, but he will spend his unnatural life in a prison cell. That's where he belongs, and that's where he's heading.
Well, and I think that's the reason why when he was on Elon Musk, over on Twitter or X or whatever this increasingly right. Nazified platform is called, he said explicitly, he said, if this election goes the wrong way, I think that was the phrase he used, then I'm moving to Venezuela. And and I know that you're a keen observer of what's going on in politics in this hemisphere, and I don't think a lot of Americans realize most Americans just don't follow what's going on. But in Venezuela, Maduro just did what Trump tried to do on January 6th.
Absolutely, and you have a lot of countries, including not just the U.S., but even allies in Latin America, saying the election there was illegitimate. But what Donald Trump is doing, and let me say this as a lawyer. Donald Trump is signaling his intent to flee the jurisdiction. And I really think that should be an issue for the federal judge, Judge Chutkan, in terms of potentially expanding conditions on his bail. Like, he didn't have to post bail financially, but there are conditions of his bail. I think in Georgia, where he had to post $200,000 of bail, they should be worried as well. If Donald Trump loses, he will likely, I'm not saying definitely, but likely flee the jurisdiction. And they should be aware of that. They should impose new conditions, either higher bail, take away his passport, whatever it takes, because this guy's going to run. He's going to run. He's going to flee, and it's going to be like The Fugitive. where instead of Richard Kimball, we're looking for Donald J. Trump.
Well, even if they took away his passport, he owns a jet. He owns a 757, which is capable of flying from New York to Caracas nonstop, I believe. And if not, you know, with one hop. So how do you, I mean, could Judge Chutkan lock down his plane?
I think we had a lot of F-16s out there. I think if you have to not shoot the plane down, but make it guided down to the ground so you can't have a felon who attempted a coup flee the jurisdiction, you could do that. What could she really do?
Boy, we could write a hell of a script for a movie here, couldn't we?
Let's do it. This would be great. I know what the ending I want to happen. That's a different story. But we could just run backwards from the ending that I want to see happen. Look, I don't know if they're going to up it or not, but you have a guy who is a convicted felon. He'll be sentenced next month. He has pending federal charges in D.C. in the case and classified document case. Almost 99% is going to get reinstated. And he's got the Georgia case still pending. He is saying if he loses, he's going to flee the jurisdiction. He said that. We didn't say it. He said if things go horribly, we're going to have coffee in Venezuela because it's safer there. Yes, safer for you because you won't get prosecuted. Not safe for the people around you. That's a very jarring statement. Anyone else is out on bail and says that, Tom, again, he's getting special treatment. Anyone else on bail says that, they're going to probably be taken. They might get their bail revoked.
Oh, for sure. And we have no extradition treaty with Venezuela, which Trump is obviously aware of. And Musk was just going along with it. Dean, I have 2 minutes here before I hit a hard break. Help me with some of my research. I want to write a piece about what happens to the GOP after Trump loses, because I see, you know, three possible directions for it. I'm curious your thoughts on that, if you don't mind my picking your brain.
Sure. I mean, you can look historically what happens to parties, the Know-Nothing Party, the Whig Party. If you want to look back there, when those parties, they fractured and they just faded away. I don't think that'll happen. I think the GOP will keep its name and perhaps more of the, I'm not going to say sane Republicans will take control, or Tom, it just continues on this route. It just continues to be the white nationalist far right party, like in Europe they have good elections and bad elections. AfD in Germany, I mean, they just continue on the line. Look at in Italy, the party that won the power there, Giorgia Meloni, has its essence from the fascist parties. So, and they're not truly a fascist now. I mean, they actually have some socialist tendencies. But my point is, I think it could remain a far-right party in American history, and maybe a more centrist Republican party emerges that is more about low taxes, helping companies, that kind of stuff, like the old GOP. Perhaps it's more likely that happens, and this one fades. It's a hard thing to say.
Yeah, but kind of the Reagan GOP, basically, the pro-oligarchy party.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we're living through an oligarchy now. I've never been more disappointed with big money in politics as we're seeing right now. It is so treacherous. And the AIPAC money, millions spent to silence people. And it's not just them. It's the Republican super PAC donors, these billionaires and oligarchs from Wall Street pumping in millions and millions to help Donald Trump. And even there's some on the left. And while we might cheer they're helping us, ultimately it's destructive and corrosive to our democracy. It should be all banned. There should be no super PACs.
And you can thank five Republicans on the Supreme Court in 2010 and six Republicans, this last year. It's just a tip. It's not a bribe. and corporations are people, my friend. The great Dean Obidala, the Dean's Report. Go to substack.com and plug in Dean's Report. Check it out, or deanobidala.substack.com. Dean, thanks so much for dropping by. It's always
such a pleasure. Sure, have fun at DNC.
There you go.
Hopefully we'll get you on when you're in the DNC. I'll be back in New York.
That'll be a hoot.
Designated survivor.
Okay.
So I'll be back
in New
York.
Thanks, Dean.
Take care.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now, lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media radio network.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and you see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but typically it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise a red flag for you, but big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food that dog whisperer Cesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
If lines drawn in the sand and shields that never heal, it's always us against them in this endless fight. But in the clash of colors, we lose the shades of right. The media makes it my team, your team. But there's more to see in the American dream.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind today? And how are you listening to us, George? WCPT?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. So what's up?
Well, one quick point before I get to my question. You've educated us quite well over the past year or so on how important the idea of the Ukraine being and past, present, and future portion of greater Russia, as far as Russians in general and Putin in particular is concerned. I mean, this is deeply ingrained in their politics and their culture. And I think that this may have played a role in the selection of the Kursk region for the Ukrainians to launch their attack into Russia. There was a gigantic tank battle in World War II in Kursk when the Germans were making their last attempt to stem the Russians from pushing them back. And the Russians won a great victory. This is something that every Russian is well aware of. This was the largest tank battle in history up until the first Gulf War.
Really?
So I'm sure that the Ukrainians made the decision to go based on the strategy and tactics of the situation in that area.
So it's like an iconic region. It's amazing.
But this, culturally and politically to the Russians, this is a very important place. And for the Ukrainians to kick in the door and take over a chunk of it has to be absolutely humiliating to the Russians. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But the question I'd hoped to ask the congressman was based on an article that was in the Chicago Tribune on Monday, that the Republican majority in the House of Representatives passed a budget cutting the CDC's budget by 22%. We're still in the hangover of COVID,
right?
And that they're going to rip our defenses away from us, and we're having a major listeria outbreak with boar's head meats right now.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to fight disease without a well-funded CDC?
That's the thing. Republicans are like, you know, the rich people, they can have food tasters. But the rest of us, we're on our own.
Program.
George, I got to run. Thank you for the call.
808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's usually not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise a red flag for you. Big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food that dog whisperer Cesar Millan uses to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I'm here on the airwaves, ready for the fight. I'm challenging.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your call. Well, actually, before I get to your calls, there are two quick stories I wanted to share with you. Two quick stories I want to share with you here before I go any further. Which side are you on? Miami teachers. This is bizarre. Down in Florida, Ron DeSantis pushed, and the Republicans in the legislature, it's a Republican-controlled state, they passed a law that said that if your union does not have 60%, if the people in your workplace, if at least 60% of the people in your workplace are not members of the union, have not joined the union, because it's a right to work for less states, so you don't have to join a union, even in a union shop. If fewer than 60% have joined the union, then the union gets decertified. And so what's happened is that thousands and thousands of union jobs have just, you know, stopped being union jobs. Over 50,000 public employees in Florida have lost union representation as a result of this law. But here's where it gets really weird. Now, the Miami-Dade Teachers Union didn't get outright decertified because they had a threshold of at least 30% eligible members. So instead, they're being forced into a vote. And this vote right now is to choose to stay with the United Teachers of Dade County, which is an affiliate of the American Federation of Teachers, the real teachers union, or to join up with this new organization called the Miami-Dade Education Coalition, which is sponsored by a right-wing group that hates unions. Seriously. I mean, it's called the Freedom Foundation. That should tell you everything you need to know, right? And, you know, and they're saying to the teachers, you know, join this right-wing pseudo-union. This is wild. And I got a geeky science alert for you. Your microwave oven has its own microbiome. Seriously. Now, there are bacteria called extremophiles. These are bacteria that can live in environments like, you know, the hot ocean vents, or, you know, around volcanic eruptions, or in sub-zero Arctic ice, or deep in the Earth's crust where the pressure is just insane. And this new study was published in Frontiers in Microbiology just this week. And, you know, most people think that their microwave is nice and clean because microwave radiation kills the bugs, right? Kills the bacteria. Turns out that's not the case. They swabbed a bunch of microwave ovens in households, shared large spaces and offices, and as well as some used in laboratories, and sequenced the DNA of what they found. And what they discovered was over 101 bacterial strains growing in these microwave ovens. The main ones were Bacillus, Micrococcus, and Staphylococcus genera. Or is that genera? I'm not sure. And a few of them, the bacteria, were associated with foodborne illnesses, including Klebsiella brevundiomosis, are also growing in household microwaves. And this is wild. I mean, the team suggests that the extremophile strains they found in the microwave ovens might have been selected evolutionarily by surviving repeated rounds of radiation and could have biotechnological applications such as bioremediation of toxic waste. But for the general public, the implications of the study are simple. A microwave is not a pure, pristine place, and they recommend that you clean out your kitchen microwave just as you would scrub your kitchen surfaces to eliminate bacteria. There you go. Oh, and I just got a note from the organic wine company I love this. Domini Bosquet. This is the Veronique Raskin owns this company, and it's her family vineyard in back in France. They are not an advertiser. She's a friend, and they're just they do great stuff. If you're into wine, I suggest checking out theorganicwinecompany.com. They have just spectacular stuff. Apropos of nothing, we just got an order, and I thought it reminded me. So, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here. Daryl in Pasadena, Maryland. Hey, Daryl, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to know if there was a plan in place. I wanted to catch the congressman while I was there, but I was a little late coming into the queue. But I just want to know if there was a plan in place to counter that 150,000 volunteers that are going to intimidate the voters when they go to vote.
Yeah, I don't know, Daryl. That's one, you know, there's the poll watchers where they're going to be trying to challenge as many signatures as they can on mail-in ballots in blue cities, in red states. And they're trying to get 10,000 of them. And then they're trying to get 100,000 people to show up at polling places and basically, you know, demand to see people's ID and otherwise intimidate people, you know, ideally people who are, you know, with an AR-40 or AR-15 strapped over their shoulders.
Exactly.
But I honestly don't know what the Democratic response to this is or is going to be. Thanks for putting that question in my head here. As time goes on, as, you know, we get other members of Congress on, or if we can get Jamie Raskin on, or Jamie Harrison, the chair of the DNC, if we can get him back on the program, that would be a great question for him, and I'll be sure to ask it if we can get him on the program. Daryl, I'm sorry, I don't know off the top of my head, but thanks for the call. We will do our best to find out. Alan in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, great show as always.
Thank you.
Hey, I like that segment you just gave, the geeky science thing about the extremophiles.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is. And you kind of wonder, like, if we do end up having the old nuclear annihilation, maybe it'll just be tardigrades and extremophiles.
Yeah, and cockroaches.
Who knows what eventually. Yeah, and cockroaches, yeah. Put them all in a soup and wait a billion years, see what comes out,
then,
right?
And then we'll have 6-foot-tall cockroaches developing advanced technology.
Right. Who knows, right? It's just interesting stuff. But the reason I wanted to call was that what I wanted to ask the congressman, too, was that okay, how do we get Congress to basically enforce the 14th Amendment, saying that Donald Trump is ineligible to be president because of the insurrection?
The Supreme Court already knocked that down.
They knocked it down, but only for the states to be able to enforce it, because the Section 5 does state that only Congress, through appropriate legislation, can enforce this,
right?
Which I would say that Congress already has.
It doesn't say only Congress may, it says Congress may. It gives Congress the option to write these things into law. It doesn't require them to. And which is where I think the Supreme Court was wrong.
Yes, but let's say that they're presuming that only Congress may, because it says in the Section 5 that Congress may.
Yeah.
So Congress has. They have, when they formed the January 6th committee that found Trump guilty of insurrection and referred that to the Justice Department. So Congress has already done their job.
I agree.
Do we get Congress to enforce this?
I think it would require Congress passing a law that codifies essentially, you know, Section 3 of Article 4 of the 14th Amendment. That's not going to happen with Mike Johnson in charge of the House. So, you know,
right.
Year.
But what if someone were to say, hey, the Constitution doesn't say that Congress has to codify another law. It just says that they need to enforce this article.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, we're enforcing this article because we already have.
Congress, the only way that Congress can, you know, enforce something, to use your term, is by turning it into a law. You know, converting, codifying it into a law. And like I said, that's not going to happen with Tim Johnson running the House. So, but
no, that's true. But you know, wouldn't you think that referring it to a committee which found him guilty is part of enforcement or no? Or
that would be a great idea, but again, Tim Johnson, or, excuse me, Michael Johnson, Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, he is not going to go along with that. You know, the Republicans control the House of Representatives, so, and Republicans control the Supreme Court right now, so that's the firewall that Trump is relying on. But I do I do agree with you, and I do think that Congress, you know, if Democrats take the House, the Senate, and the White House, Democrats really do need to pass a law putting into actual black-letter law what Section 3 of the 14th Amendment says. Alan, I got to run, but thanks for the call. It's 44 minutes past the hour, almost 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a second. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy: national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see the results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature that both Louise and I take because it works. Superbarine is super convenient. Just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day helps you support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine and get 15% off. Just go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M. To get that free month supply plus 15% off, superbarine.com, code Tom, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com, code Tom. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. John in Grays Lake, Illinois. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm 70 years old, and I've been diagnosed with bilateral throat tumor.
Ouch.
And yeah, it turns out it is cancerous. I'm undergoing, with a radiation treatment, which is, I'm in the second week. The thing is, the exploratory, what they call it, biopsy surgery, they got to put you under, and all the other visits with specialists, it's $31,000. Now, the good side of it is I have regular Medicare with a supplemental. I've got, I just got bills for the surgery and all the other stuff, about $31,000. And other than my annual deductible, $200 and something, it's paid for.
Yep.
And I have regular Medicare, not the Advantage.
Yeah.
And the only thing I have to worry about in the morning is getting well. I don't have to worry about, bills that aren't going to be paid.
Right, whether the insurance company is going to require pre-authorization for your next treatment.
Amen. And, the thing is, I just want to stress to everybody, all the seniors, don't get suckered into this Advantage. It's a scam. It's awful.
Yeah, it really is. And real Medicare is the real thing. My best friend, Jerry Schneiderman, who just passed away this last year from COVID, had throat cancer about 15, 20 years ago and went through what you're going through, John. It's no fun, but he came out on the other end healthy. I hope you do, too.
Oh, I think I will. I'm kind of a health freak. I don't smoke, and I live a pretty good life. So
good. Well, I wish you the very best.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the testimonial, John. I appreciate it. From John to John. John, this John is in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, John, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Yeah. Hey, Tom. My question is, if 34 Felon was to move to Venezuela, does he take Secret Service with him? Are we going to be screwed as taxpayers?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't have any idea. I would guess if he was a fugitive from the law, which he would be, that the Secret Service would not go along with him because they would have an obligation to bring him back,
I hope so. Anyway, and then my very last question.
Wild question.
Can't Biden sign an executive order that anyone with a felon cannot run for public office?
No, that would require legislation. What's ironic is Trump lives in Florida, and in Florida, if you're convicted of a felony in Florida, you can't vote. And Trump voted in the primary today, apparently. There was a headline or a chyron that I saw on MSNBC earlier saying that Trump just early voted on, you know, in the Florida primary. You know, had he been convicted in Florida rather than in New York State, he would not be allowed to vote. Isn't that wild?
That's, you know what? I've never seen anything like this. This is amazing.
Yeah.
The most dangerous person on the planet gets treated better than any human being.
Oh, right, I know. Now. And not just by the political party, not just by the Republicans. He's being treated well by the press as well, which is just incredible. I mean, you know, they're just slobbering all over him constantly. It's bizarre. John, I got to move along. But thank you for the call.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah,
thank
good you, talking to you. Steve in Minneapolis. Hey, Steve, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. Dave, I had a question about the person that said they counteract the 150 million people or whatever.
Thousand.
To suppress them.
Yeah.
Do these states have laws to outlaw that? That would be worth looking into. I'll take my
most states allow election observers, and they sit there as the election workers are opening the mail-in ballots. In particular, and if they think that a signature doesn't match, they call it out. And the problem is, we're finding that in many states, particularly if the only person who shows up to oversee the signature match is a Republican partisan, that when they're looking at ballots that are coming from people in blue cities, they ping a lot of them. And then of course your ballot doesn't get counted. Eric in Erie, Pennsylvania. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Hey, guten Tag, Herr Hoffman. You're double N. That's a Germanic ancestry, right?
Yeah, it is. Actually, it's not my family's name, but it's a long story.
Oh, okay. Well,
but what's on your mind here?
Well, the name Drumpf, D-R-U-M-P-F, also is.
Yeah, that's German.
And our middle school schoolyard bully seems to want to try and make hay out of everybody's ancestry, the difference in their parents' ethnicity, the spelling and pronunciation of their name. So Drumpf needs to get into heavy rotation with Weird, which has been noticeably effective. And I think we can make this guy just spin out and self-destruct by needling him back the same way he gives it out.
Yeah. The thing that bothers him the most is being made fun of. And, you know, he's coming up with these wild theories about Kamala's crowds. Eric, thanks for the call. They're deserving of ridicule. That's what makes him crazy. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active. Join your local Democratic Party. Show up, you know. There's a lot to be done, and we got a lot of work to do here before we can sleep. So tag your it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe. I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll have Joe Zepecki with news analysis and our Women Win Wisconsin visit, powered by our friends at Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, I go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down in the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.